The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel, Tupper's Plains, Ohio, connecting people to God. Join us now for an anointed message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Praise the Lord. This morning I want to talk to you about buying truth. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 says, "Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding." Now, we're actually going to be talking mostly about instruction this morning. But this scripture tells us, first of all, buy the truth. Make sure you buy it and you hold on to it. Don't sell it. Keep it. Because buying the truth or finding the truth is the most important thing. Now, I want you to understand that all truth has its basis in God. Now, you may find some truth out here in society, in the world, but the reality is that the basis of that truth emanates from God. Because anything in this world that emanates from our society or from the kingdom of darkness is a lie, because the Bible tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. So truth can't come from him. So anything that's truth is God. So the first thing I would say is, if we're going to get truth, we need to get that from God. We need to hear our truth that comes directly from God. And wisdom is one of those things that we have to pray for and ask for. And God says that he will give it. In James, he tells us, if you ask, he'll give it to you liberally. So you can get it. Wisdom comes also from God. But wisdom will come from God because we get proper instruction. We understand how we can get that wisdom. Same with truth. We get proper instruction. Understanding comes from, once again, proper instruction. I think I have a scripture in regards to understanding. If you put that up there for me, Psalms 119:104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And a precept, another word for precept, is instruction. So proper instruction gives us all these things that we're talking about. If we get proper instruction, we have truth because we get it from the right source. We get proper instruction, we understand where wisdom comes from, and we ask our Father to give us wisdom. Wisdom is supernatural. If we get proper instruction, we have the knowledge that we need to operate in wisdom. So all these things that I'm talking about this morning really boil down to getting the proper instruction that we need. Proper instruction gives us everything that we need in our lives. So the most important thing that we need to focus on this morning is buying instruction. Get instruction. Chase after instruction. The instructions we're talking about, of course, today is specific direction from God. If you get your direction from God, your life will benefit. Lisa being up here this morning, it's just a blessing to me to see how she has come to the place where she, first of all, got proper instruction by turning her life completely over to the Lord. And now she's learning to walk in the instructions that are necessary to be able to have a full and prosperous life. That's what being a believer in Jesus Christ is all about, having a full and prosperous life. Now, when we talk about prosperity, a lot of different things come in people's minds about prosperity. But whatever it is that you put your hands to, that's what God wants you to prosper in. Most of all, he wants your soul to prosper. And if I can give you the instructions from the Word of God so that your soul will prosper, then your life will change. Because when your soul prospers, everything in your life begins to prosper. And we, you know, I know that prosperity has been, I guess, somewhat overemphasized in the body of Christ at times. But the reality is, you cannot overemphasize what God wants for His people. God wants us to walk in the fullness that He has for us. So the first thoughts that most people have when we start thinking about prosperity, I think we need to just recognize that what prosperity really is God's best for you. God, whatever God has for you, whatever you're doing, God wants it to be the best. Instruction is all about, when you look in the dictionary for under instruction, you'll find that it's more than just teaching, it's also discipline, chastening, correction. If you're going to instruct your children, you sometimes have to discipline them, correct? And that's part of instruction, you know, getting them on the right track. When Tammy teaches our grandkids, and she loves to cook, so of course she teaches our grandkids, boys and girls, how to cook. And she's very patient with teaching them how to do certain things. If they're making noodles or whatever it is they're doing, she's very patient with teaching them. She instructs them. And she does it lovingly and kindly. If they make a mistake, she'll, you know, say, no, this is what you're supposed to do. The only time she's ever harsh is when she recognizes that they're just being rebellious, which does happen sometimes. Amen? So those times, then she comes down on them and says, no, if you're not going to do it right, go in the living room or do something else. Because she has to be harsh with that part of the discipline. Doesn't mean she doesn't love them and care for them. It's just part of teaching and instructing. And as part of our learning and instructing as believers in Jesus Christ, sometimes the Holy Spirit has to be a little bit harsh with us to get our attention. Because we're out here doing our own thing, when we should be over here walking on the path that He has given us. So she only uses stern words when that's not necessary. But she enjoys, she does that because she enjoys cooking so much and she wants them to enjoy it. Now, when we talk about abundance, we recognize that John 10:10 tells us that Jesus came to give us life and to give us more abundant life. And an abundant life is over and above and more than is necessary, super added. It's superior, extraordinary. It's an uncommon life. When you walk in the power of God in your life, it's uncommon. It's not common. You will hear God speak to you. You will hear direction from Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Yes, sir. The reason that the instruction is so important is so that we can live this life in such a way that it impacts other people wherever we go. In our marketplace job, whatever we're doing in our day-to-day life, our life is supposed to make a difference. That doesn't mean that you walk up to everybody that you see and say, repent. You know, you hit them over the head with a Bible or you speak a scripture to everybody. No, it means you live your life in a consistent way that causes them to recognize that you are different. There's something different about you. Your life has been changed. Instruction and following proper instructions is very important. A few years ago, there was a survey done on migratory birds. It was the Department of the Interior in Washington State. And they would catch these migratory birds. Birds and put a tag on them, and that tag they abbreviated the Washington Biological Survey, and it was the abbreviation was WASHBIOLSURV, and they thought that was fine until they got a call one day from a farmer in Arkansas. Or, no, actually, he sent them a letter. He wrote them a letter, and he said, "Dear sirs, I shot one of your birds, And my wife followed the cooking instructions to the T. She boiled it. She washed it. I messed it up. Sorry. She washed it. She boiled it. And she served it. And I want you to know, it was the worst thing we've ever had to eat. Well, I really screwed that one up, but that happens sometimes. My point is, we don't always understand instructions. Amen. We don't always, you know, we get instructions from different things in our life or different directions from our life. Maybe we get some instructions from the world. Listen, I want you to understand, when you need instruction, do not go to somebody that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Make sure you're getting godly instruction. As a believer in Jesus Christ, when I first became a believer, I started studying the Word of God myself. And I came to the conclusion that there was some things that I was taught early on that were not necessarily biblical. And I'm not going to share any of that stuff with you, but I just want you to know that the only way that you're going to know what the Bible says is if you read the Bible for yourself. You got to get the instructions on your own. Instructions for an abundant life that God wants you to have. So the first thing is, instruction must be found. In Proverbs 8:33, it says, "Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." Talking about instructions. "For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." When we find something, and you only find it when you decide that you're going to look for it. Instructions for a rich and satisfying life have been lost, really, in our society because we've put aside the Word of God. We're instructed, you know, if you're not careful, you get instructions from advertisements, from TV, radio, magazines. And we miss the kind of instruction that we really need in our life, which is God's Word. The only thing that we get that happens when we listen to the instructions that the world gives us, it makes them materially rich. TV programs programming is designed to instruct people to do things that they want them to do. You know that Nickelodeon says they brag about controlling your children? They say they have control over your children. It may be true. So Solomon tells us to find instruction. If we're going to find it, we got to search for it. And we find it in God's Word. And if you don't search God's Word and you get your instructions from the world, you're going to find out one day, you're going to wake up and it may be too late, that your dreams for an abundant life were just a figment of someone else's imagination, not yours, not your direction. If you truly want to receive from God, you do what Proverbs 8:35 says, "For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." Instruction must be found. In Psalms 18:33, it said, "He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places." Now, based on what little bit of research I did, I believe that the writer here is talking about animals or that are kind of goat-like animals that are found in Israel or around the surrounding area. They range from Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Yemen. They're ibex. They're called Nubian ibex, and they're a little goat-like animal. And those little animals are created by God to be able to live on rocky mountain areas. In fact, I saw a video of a man-made dam that was about 100 feet tall, and there was a family of ibex that were climbing on the side of this. It was almost vertical. up and down. They were climbing on the side of this dam, and they were just making themselves at home. They were the males, the females, the little ones, just act like it was nothing. They're climbing around on that thing. They were sure-footed. And I believe that's what this scripture is telling us. God created them in such a way that they have pads on the bottom of their feet that they can stick to just about anything, rock, the face of a rock, or even ice. God has created us, if we will get instruction from Him, in such a way that our feet will be sure. We will be on a sure foundation. That's how our God works in our lives. The second thing I want to share with you this morning is you must search for instruction. It doesn't just come to you. You have to search for it. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. People search for abundant life in all kinds of different ways. In college, self-help books, seminars, even in hidden esoteric secrets. But many overlook the source that has the most truth and the most power in it, and that is the supernatural ancient manuscripts we call the Bible, the Word of God. It's our source. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We're not going to walk according to things that we see because we have instruction from the manual, from God's handbook that tells us to walk, keep our eyes on Him. Yes, sir. Abraham was the father of faith. What an awesome man he was. His name before God began to lead him, Abram, meant exalted father. But God renamed him, called him Abraham, father of a multitude. And he became a father of a multitude because he followed God and he had faith in God. Yes. What an incredible person he was. You know, can you imagine what it would have been like for Sarah to with Abraham? Abraham, where are we going? I don't know. Well, why are we going there? Because God told me to. How long are we going to stay? I don't know. Abraham or Sarah must have said, that's a typical man. The truth is, Abraham trusted God more than anything else. And because of that, God led him into a promised land. Didn't look like much of a promised land at that time. But God told him he was going to fulfill his promises through him. And Abraham died not seeing all those promises fulfilled. But he trusted God. He knew it was going to happen. Romans 4:3 says this, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was counted him for righteousness." So it's faith that's going to please our God. In order to please God, we must have faith in Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Those who come to Him must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I'm going to ask you this morning, where are you getting your instructions? Are you getting more instructions from our world, our society, from TV, from magazines? Or are you getting your instructions from the living God? If you search, you'll find God's instructions. How many have ever seen that program, Oak Island, the Curse of Oak Island? A few of you, you have. It's kind of an interesting program. I watch it from time to time. But it's one of those reality-type programs. But there is something buried at Oak Island. And in 1795, I believe it was, a couple teenagers discovered that there was an impression at Oak Island. They started digging, and they uncovered some rocks, and they kept digging. Every 10 feet, they came to a wooden posts that were in this ditch that separated from level to level, and they would take those out and keep digging, and they dug down to about 30 feet, and for those two teenagers, that was a little more than they could handle, so they vowed they were going to come back. They formed a group of people. They came back about 8 years later and started digging. And they dug down to about 90 feet. And when they got down to 90 feet, they found another platform with a rock, had some inscriptions on it. They didn't know what that was. But when they removed that, water started coming in. It was booby-trapped. So they were unable to continue digging. They came back later, tried to dig in from the side. But over a period of over 200 years now, many people have tried to dig at Oak Island to find what they think is some kind of a treasure. Nobody really knows. But they have been persistent in digging and digging. And 2004, a couple of brothers from Michigan, Luganis brothers, bought into this, and now that's the reason there's, in 2014, they started this program on the History Channel. It's one of the most popular programs out there as far as reality programs. But they're determined that they're going to find this treasure. They do all kinds of digging all over, do all kinds of stuff. They're persistent, they're consistent. These guys, I mean, before it's over, I'm pretty sure they're going to find this thing, because they're sticking with it, you know? They realize that there's something down there and they're going to go for it. You know, the greatest treasure in all the world, we have, every one of us have at least one of these in our house, and probably most of us, more than one. You really want to find treasure? Open this thing up. Read it. Trust it. Follow it. It will guide and direct your life. You know, that's awesome. I hope they find the treasure. But I've already found my treasure. Right here. It's changed my life. It changed me from a young man that was a fool, chasing after drugs and alcohol and a party life, into a family man that loves his wife, his children. A man that's willing to serve God and trust Him. Follow after Him all the days of his life. A man that knows that I have a Savior, a Lord. He died on the cross for my sins. And I trust Him with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as we search, we got to understand, we got to do more than just search. We find, you know, I opened this Bible. I have a one-year read through the Bible, Bible that I use, and I every day you get a certain Old Testament scripture to read, Psalms, Proverbs, and a New Testament. So for the last several years, I've attempted to read through the Bible. Now, you know, I got to stand up here and be totally honest with you. There are days that I miss reading my Bible scriptures like I should, because something happens. Everybody lives this life. You know, things happen, right? You know, I get a call. I got to go do something, and I didn't get up earlier enough. It's my fault. I'm taking full responsibility for it. I didn't get up early enough to do my reading and my devotion. So I miss it. But overall, in the last several years, I've been able to read through the Bible for the most part several times. But I got to tell you, every time I do it, I always run into new scripture, things that I read right over top of the first time or fifth time or however many times. And it just jumps out at me. The reason it jumps out at me is because this thing is alive. It's a living word. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's powerful. It'll divide our lives into the right categories that God wants it to be divided into. It's a powerful thing that leads us and directs us, and should that if we will rely on it, this world can change. It'll change one person at a time, but it will change.
Yeah. Amen.
Because it's supernatural. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. That's the idea here, is that hearing, 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 and hearing. Just keep hearing. One of the things that, what little bit of of coaching I've done with basketball, one of the things that I know for sure, that when you start teaching kids basketball, you have to keep telling them and telling them and telling them over and over and over. This is your pivot foot. You got to do it like this. When you dribble, you can't dribble with two hands. You have to do it like this. And what happens? Sometimes you catch them doing it wrong. And you say, oh, wait a minute, you got to go back. This is how you do it. Over and over and over, proper instruction. Instruction does not come just one time for our life, and then that's it. I don't have to have any more instruction. I have to have instruction over and over and over. How many of you have ever started putting something together and said, oh, I don't need these instructions? Well, that was a big mistake, wasn't it? I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And then I always, you know, what I have come to the conclusion is if I use the instructions, I won't have to take the thing back apart two or three times. So use the instruction. Use the instructions. We have the instructions here in our life. Use it. It'll change you. If we're not careful, we just get too busy to consult the instruction book. And we've got to keep hearing it. We'll get away from the Word of God and, you know, this world will just begin to impact us. And yes, you know, I was honest with you, I don't always follow through with my commitment, but I always come back to it. And that's what I want to say to you. Some of you, you get discouraged because, well, I made this commitment that I'm going to pray, I'm going to read the Word of God, I'm going to have this devotion, and something happens and you don't do it for two or three days. That's okay. Go back to it. Just keep going back. Go back, go back, go back, go back to the instructions. Start from the beginning if you have to. It's so important. Don't allow this society to control you because it wants to control you. This world wants to control you. If you allow society to rule you or your passions to rule you, the Word of God just goes right out the door. Matthew Henry said this, when passion is on the throne, reason is out the door. If you live your life based solely on your emotions, whether you feel like it or not, reason just goes right out the door. You do not reason properly when you allow passion, when you allow your emotions to control you. Emotions will tell you, now listen, we all have self-talk, and emotions will tell you you're not good enough. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. Right. You're a child of the Most High God. Absolutely. Amen. Your emotions sometimes will tell you, I don't feel like going to church today. Wow. If that was the case, most of you would still be in bed. And I would be too. Because, you know, we just don't feel like it all the time. But we are committed to one another. We're committed to worshiping God corporately because we know that there's something powerful about it. And even when I walk in those doors and I don't feel like it, when I start acting like it, then I begin to feel like it. I receive it. Don't allow the enemy to control us. When we all get away from the Word of God, we allow those things, the passion, the world, the emotions to control us. What our desire is most of all is to have a rich and satisfying life. And the only way you're going to get that is if you will follow the Word of God. The Word is the answer. I'll pray for you. There's people sitting in here who will pray for you. Prayer is powerful. But the one most important thing that can help you, whatever you're going through, is knowing the Word, going to the Word, allowing the Word to grow in you. And yet there's those people out there that are saying, they make all kinds of excuses about, you know, not reading by God's word, not praying, not seeking. Listen, there are no excuses. God is on the throne. He's Lord. We serve Him. Let me give you a little illustration as we wrap things up this morning. Because people make all kinds of excuses about things. There were three chefs working in a restaurant, and the head chef came to them, and he said, he gave them a list of ingredients for a recipe. And he said, here, take these, follow those instructions, and you'll do fine. We need these this recipe fixed today. The first chef looked at it, and he started looking it over. And he said, you know, there are thousands of recipes out there. How am I to know if this is the right recipe? Maybe it's not. And he just put it aside and didn't do anything. The second chef, he looked at it, and he said, I don't believe this recipe is literal. I think the tomatoes are allegory for something. I think maybe the spices and all these things that are supposed to be are allegories. So I think this whole thing is just a big allegory. And he put it aside. The third chef looked at it and did exactly what the head chef told him to do. He fixed the food, and it was wonderful. Now, this is an allegory for us to realize. There are people out there that say, you know what? There's a lot of translations of the Bible. Which one am I supposed to read? There's not a lot of translations of the, you know, a lot of different Bibles. There's some different translations, yes. But pick up the Word of God and read it. It'll change your life. And then there are those say, oh, it's all allegorical. I can't understand it. I'm not going to follow it. And then there are those of us who believe it's literal. That believe that if we follow it, the outcome will be exactly what God said it would be. Amen. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to bow your head. We're going to pray. Father, I just praise you. I thank you this morning that you allow us to be here today. We hear your voice, and we recognize that you are in control. And Lord, my desire is always just to present your word in such a way that it will come to life for all of us. And I ask that you touch the hearts of your people. I'm limited in my ability, but you are certainly not limited in yours. And I thank you, Lord, that you are touching hearts and minds. Help us to follow your way and to recognize that this book that you have given us is life, and it's life more abundant. Help us to follow it. Help us to apply it. Help us to be an example to others. Wherever we go, the people will know that there's something different about this, about us. That we serve you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Lord God, let your kingdom rule. Let your kingdom reign. Let your power be released in our lives. Help us to recognize that it's not just us, it's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. And that we are well able to accomplish everything that you have called us to. As we go out into this place, this world, Father God, that we live in, out into this mission field, that we will be about your business. And we will truly be kingdom-minded in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Have an awesome day.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope you've been blessed by this message, because our desire is to connect you to God and His kingdom with anointed messages. If you have enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about our ministry, please visit our website at bethelchurch.community. And remember, love never fails.